To South Africa now, where protest groups have demanded that all undocumented foreigners leave the country by today ahead of anti-immigration rallies that many fear will turn violent. Anti-migrant rhetoric has been intensifying across South Africa in recent months, fueled by groups on social media who blame foreign nationals for taking jobs, committing crimes and straining public services. Daniel Steyn is the deputy editor of the non-profit news agency Ground Up in Cape Town. He joined me earlier. Daniel Steyn, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Can you bring us up to speed on this deadline tomorrow in South Africa? Who are these protest groups behind it?
So over the past few months, we've seen a rise in anti-immigrant sentiment on social media. And one of the groups that seems to have been leading the campaign is a group called March and March. And now it's a relatively new group that has been quite mysterious in how they've been made up and who they consist of. But there appear to be links to the former president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, and his political party, although to what extent he's actively involved is not clear. And this anti-immigration group has been leading an online campaign and organizing marches and demonstrations in several cities and rural towns throughout South Africa. And as that has gained traction with more people joining, they set a deadline for the 30th of June for what exactly their demand is also not quite unclear, but the one demand seems to be that all undocumented immigrants leave the country by the 30th of June, but they've later said they don't want everyone to leave by the 30th of June. They at least want the government to satisfy them that the government is taking illegal immigration seriously. But in that confusion, it has led some people to make threats on social media that should any undocumented immigrant be found on or after the 30th of June, they will be subjected to violence or evicted from their homes, etc. And that has caused absolute chaos in the past few days. We've seen tens of thousands of undocumented immigrants from Malawi, for example, and Mozambique, as well as Zimbabwe, fleeing from their homes and gathering at locations in Durban, one of our main cities, and as well as Cape Town. And these are people who have left their jobs, left their homes, some having left their children behind, saying that it's too risky for them to be around after the 30th of June, as well as people who have been kicked out of their homes by landlords who say that it's too risky to have them around, or employers who advise their undocumented immigrant employees to rather go home back to Malawi, Mozambique, Zimbabwe. So basically, there's been this hype created on social media, this amorphous deadline of the 30th of June, and that's caused severe suffering, actually, for tens of thousands of immigrant families in the country.
Yeah, it must be quite terrifying for those families. We have seen attacks on foreign nationals before in South Africa, but what's driving it this time?
Yeah, so South Africa has a long history of what we call xenophobia, or Afrophobia, of local South Africans discriminating against, attacking verbally and physically immigrants from other African countries. What is slightly different this time is the role of social media. As I mentioned, this online campaign seems to have popped up over the past few months. But actually, it's not the first time in the past few years that such an online campaign has come about. Last year, for example, there was a different grouping, Operation Dudula, which means Operation Bring Back. And that group was blocking foreign nationals from accessing healthcare, public healthcare facilities, for example. They were then stopped by a court order, and that's why that group isn't as prominent anymore. And they've effectively been replaced by this new group. But basically, social media is driving this new wave of anti-immigrant sentiment, and they're appear to be, just in terms of the patterns and the role of bots on X and Facebook and so on, as well as the role of paid influencers, there appears to be some coordination behind it, although that doesn't make it any less chaotic. And there've kind of been copycat protests popping up that have been extremely violent in the past few weeks. We've seen at least two people being killed in Mossel Bay on the coast, as well as one person killed a week ago in Pietermaritzburg.
You mentioned people have had to flee from their homes and where they're living. So have there been makeshift camps being set up as people figure out where to go and what to do? What are the circumstances people have found themselves in?
Yeah, I must say the response from our government has been quite remarkable. They've been faced with an unprecedented situation in Durban, for example, with these families that have just fled from their homes and gathered in certain locations. So it's kind of camps that have organically grown. And these are all mostly people from Malawi who have arrived in South Africa over the past few years without the proper documentation to live and work in South Africa. So they've either come over the border with passports and overstayed their tourist visa, so stayed longer than 90 days, or they've just come across an unofficial border crossing, jumped the border. So it's put the government in a tight spot, because now the government has to process every single one of these people. The police has been screening them to make sure that none of them are wanted for crimes, you know, that they might not just be hopping on the bandwagon to get out of the country and escape justice. And our Department of Home Affairs has then been checking the people's documents, seeing if they've been in the country unlawfully. If so, they need to be issued with a notice that they're not allowed to come back into the country for the next 5 years. And then they've been handed over to the Malawian High Commission, and that's been an unprecedented situation, an extremely difficult situation for the government to be in. And it seems that the government has made all their resources available to make sure it happens quickly. And at the same time, humanitarian organizations have been absolutely fantastic, stepping in, providing food, providing shelter, health services at these kind of makeshift repatriation camps.
We'll keep an eye on what happens tomorrow. Daniel Stain, thank you very much for speaking with me this morning.
Thank you.